Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in at this time, Will Vandervoort, Clemson insider. Love talking to people from the other side, if you will. Will, a very good morning to you. How's everything?
That's going great, man. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are great. Wonderful. Here in Pittsburgh, anticipating Clemson's arrival and the game tomorrow. I guess, you know, we've been talking about this. Chris and I have been knocking this around some. Is the thought around Clemson that, my gosh, what has happened to this season? Or is it the thought of very close to being a really good football team and a couple results just didn't go their way? What is the pervasive thought?
Well, for Clemson fans, you would think the sky has fallen because they the part is what's wrong with this football team, in particular what's wrong with this offense. They've just struggled to get any points this year. And this is remember under Tony Elliott, this is an offense that has averaged over 40-plus points a game and more than 500 yards a game pretty much every single season he's been the offensive coordinator. And now this year they've dropped not just a slight drop like you would think maybe because you lose Travis Etienne and you lose Trevor Lawrence, but they had a dramatic drop. You're going from 43 points a game and over 500 yards last year, which led the ACC, was in the top 10 in scoring and total offense, to now Clemson's last in the ACC in scoring offense, 13th in total offense. I tell people this is a joke. You know, I said, but Kenny Pickett's actually throwing the exact same number of same yards per game as Clemson is, averaging as a team as total offense, which is 322.3 yards per game. So that's kind of where they're at. They just cannot find consistency from anyone, really, to be honest with you, on the offensive side of football.
Well, Will, does it start and end then with DJ Uiagalelei? And if that's the case, is that fair to him or not? And if that's the case, especially from fans, how quickly do we have to learn how to say the backup quarterback's name as well?
First of all, it's Tyson Pupichon.
There you go.
And,
exactly.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. DJ, it's his show unless something happens to him physically, because even though he's struggling, he's just far more talented and is way ahead of where Tyson is at. And you remember also Pupichon spent most of the summer this year recovering from a torn Achilles heel. So he's not where DJ is, both as a player and as understanding this offense the way it needs to be understood. With that said, no, I don't think it's fair to put it all on DJ. Now, understandable, it all starts with the quarterback and ends with the quarterback, and I think the people here in Pittsburgh probably know that better than anybody. It's not fair, but that's what it is. But there's issues on the offensive line. This is going to sound familiar with the people in Pittsburgh. Big issues in the offensive line, and I'm not talking about Pitt. I'm talking about the Steelers. Obviously, the offensive line has just been inconsistent all year. They've had injuries. They've just been kind of a makeshift offensive line, if you will, just trying to get through the year, and figure out who their best five are. They found that a few weeks ago, but then they've lost their starting center Hunter Rayburn because of COVID. He contracted COVID, tested positive last week, just the morning of the Syracuse game, and he'll be out for this game too because of it. So that really hurt them because they thought they found something in that offensive line there when they moved him to center and they put Bockhorst at right guard. And they went on to, had their best day against Boston College running the football. But last week they kind of struggled against Syracuse because, once again, they had different people. Mason Trotter came in and did a good job, especially considering he didn't find out he was going to have Dabo Swinney. He didn't find out he was going to be the starter until he was sitting there eating grits Friday morning, the day of the game. So, they just had issues there. And then the wide receivers have just been so inconsistent. The biggest disappointment on this entire offense, if I got to be honest with you, is the wide receivers. from not only just catching the ball or doing what they're supposed to, but also just in the run blocking game. They've just been awful, haven't been very physical, have issues getting off the line of scrimmage, especially when they're put in press man, which they're going to see a lot this week. So, it's just more than one person, and a lot of people blame it on DJ, but it's not his fault.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Will Vandervoort, Clemson insider, joining us, painting Clemson to be Kansas football, I believe. but it kind of sounds like it.
It saves that guy, but hey, they don't look good on offense.
In saying that, though, is there a thought in and around the Clemson program, and this is very interesting to me, with a fan base even more so, that if you fall off for even a year or maybe 2 years, that you might not be able to get back on the train with the teams that are Alabama or Ohio State. Ohio State could be going through that right now, too. That if you fall too far off, it'll be impossible to get back on as number one or number two.
I think the fans probably will do that. I don't think Dabo and his staff is worried about that. I think they feel good about where the program is, how good they've recruited. Remember, this is a team who's recruited, how many years in a row in the top 10? Like 6 years in a row in the top 10. I think the last five in the top five as far as recruiting rankings go. Had the number one recruiting class just 2 years ago. So I don't think there's a worry there because the talent's there. I mean, Clemson's got more five stars on its roster than anybody else in the ACC. They probably have more five stars starting than anybody else in the ACC. And then when you look at them, they're just full four and five stars all across the line on both sides of the ball. It's just a matter of them finding their mojo, as I mentioned, and I think those wide receivers, as I mentioned, and we're just talking offense. I know we're going to get the defense here in a second. Their offense has been the issue, and once they can get this fixed, you figure they're very young, and I mentioned that. I mean, you're talking about a unit that all the way across the board has brand new starters with the exception of two guys all season. So, it's a young unit. That's probably part of the struggles. I'm going to be honest with you, but I think they're going to be okay in the future. I just think this is just one of those years. Every program goes through it where you have a little down year, but you know what? If they can win this game, I think this is the last game that's really going to be a super challenge to them. If they could find a way to beat Pitt, I think you're looking at a team that probably goes 10-2. And then as everybody's like, right now everybody's like, oh my goodness, what's wrong with them? And then all of a sudden Clemson could be 10-2 and win another ACC championship if they can win this game on Saturday here in Pittsburgh.
Well, they are more experienced on that other side of the ball. So let's turn the page to the other side and the defense, Will. And I think in particular about the linebackers. And that might be the best way to combat what Kenny Pickett has been successful with this year. What's Venables cooking up for this?
he's cooking up something. I can tell you that. He's just known to do that. He's going to take away what you do best and force you to do something you're uncomfortable doing. That's his goal every week. And so he's going to allow you to do something. And, if you can do it consistently, you can have some success against Clemson. He's going to try to – the one thing, and I asked him, I said, what do you do to get Kenny Pickett off schedule? And he says, we just got to bring – the thing. Number one thing is we got to get him out off rhythm. We got to get him out of the pocket, make him make some decisions on the run. So that's going to start by putting pressure on him. Clemson really hasn't – I know with Brent Venables, he's just known for bringing all these exotic blitzes and things like that. They haven't done much of that this year. They've played a lot of zone, played a lot of a shell defense in some ways, and because they trust their front four, even with Brian Brzee out and Tyler Davis out, they still feel like they got one of the best front fours in the country, and they allow that front four to kind of control the line of scrimmage. But against Pitt, I can see him doing something different. If you look at the two games where these two teams have played, where he's gone against Kenny Pickett, Brent did a lot of different things to confuse him. First, when he's just a young quarterback, obviously in that ACC championship game, really confused him with different looks and where he brought the blitzes, and he didn't really understand where things were coming. And then last year, he did, again, just changed his coverages at the last second. Kenny threw four interceptions in that game. I think it's one of his worst games of his career in last year's game in Death Valley. And he really made him uncomfortable, had him off schedule the entire day for the most part. And I think that's what he's going to try to do here. He's going to try to just get pressure on him and do some different things on the back end to try to give him some different looks where he could hold on to that ball just a little bit longer to allow those talented defensive ends they got to get to them.
Will Vandervoort, the Clemson insider. Will, we thank you so very much. Enjoy Heinz Field. Enjoy the game, and we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, man. We'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Thanks, Will.
Really, really great stuff. In-depth stuff. It is there's a lot of interest here. To hear Will say, and he's a guy that covers the team every day, that there's been a sort of dogged quotient with the receivers. When you think of Clemson, you think long, lean, big. I mean, one was here for a while, right?
Until there's one down the road in Cincinnati right now.
Yes, and it's just to think that those guys, because they're so superior, God-given athletically, so many of those Clemson receivers, that they're dogging it and not doing the things they need to do. That's the position group still that scares me with Clemson. That if they decide to turn it on with how Pitt plays and puts their corners on an island so much, that's the one disadvantage Pitt can have. But to hear that the heart hasn't been there.
That kind of mitigates those fears a little
right.
bit.
Right, and especially because Clemson has two losses. Like, if they beat Georgia, I feel like Clemson's still flying high. If you're a team that's supposed to be a really good team
right.
and you have an early season loss, sometimes you could just be like, what the hell are we doing this for? And
yeah,
then you go through the motions.
Which would be ridiculous if you're Clemson because you lose to the eventual number one and probably national championship favorite right now, and then the NC State loss ends up becoming the one that you look back on and say, man, we could have survived that
right.
if not for. And I just wonder, look, it all comes back to me for, or comes back for me to, they just can't score with Pitt. They just can't. That offense cannot. And even if they slow Kenny Pickett down a little bit, I don't know how Pitt puts less than 24, 27, 28 points on the board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.